Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Kellogg's is apparently putting out a new, not really a new cereal.
We need a new cereal right
but
now.
But they're doing something new with cereal. They're doing mashups. They're putting two kinds of cereals together.
Oh, like a suicide.
And they're putting out Frosted Flakes cereals. And Fruit Loops.
Gross. Just mixing them together.
Mixing them together.
Yeah. I think I've done that.
I have.
Oh, I do that myself.
Get that at the bottom of everything. I'll mix anything.
I don't need them to do it. I do it for myself.
But is that a good combination?
No.
As a kid,
well, it's all sugar.
Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops.
Once it's in your mouth, it's all sugar.
I don't think that would be good at all.
No, not at all.
Those 8-packs, you know, or 6-packs, single serving.
We'd always, because they were small. Yeah. I'd always mix two of those.
So, you throw two or three of those together.
Yeah.
I think that you would just hear. I think you would just taste all sugar once that's in your mouth chewing that.
Yeah,
but
they have different textures too.
They do.
I think that'd be a disaster with the Frosted Flakes and Fruit. I guess I just don't have any imagination. I used to get those little things. So I never crossed my mind to mix those together.
Oh, we did because they were so small. They were so small.
I never took notes of this cereal pairs well with this cereal. I don't know what the good combinations were, but
usually I'll run out of a big box. I'll mix them together
right,
too.
You toss two or three of those little boxes together.
Generally, for me, the mashups go, there is a cereal that's supposed to be better for you.
Yes, I've done
whatever that is, and then throw a kid cereal on top of it.
Right.
Okay.
That's the way to properly do it.
Yes, I'm with you on that. I've done that. I've
that's a proper mashup right there.
Because Ryder, we pretty much have a box. Well, he goes through them every 2 or 3 days, but a Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, Cinnamon Toast.
Which is just freaking amazing.
You mix that that's a great cereal.
You mix that with anything. It's just,
anything.
It's God's
right, throw
tongue.
That in with some Mucilix.
Yes.
Mucilix and Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, something like that. Yes.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
So at least
they're actually just putting them together in one box?
Yeah, they're calling it a mashup.
Fruit Flakes?
I don't know what they're calling it. I think they may just be calling it Fruit Loops and Frosted Flakes.
Okay.
Mashup.
Frosted Loops.
Sounds disgusting.
Right.
Yeah. They're actually calling it a mashup.
I'd try it.
Gas prices.
Throw caution out the window, Nick, and try that. I just think it sounds like a big pile of sugar either way. So you
right.
Two or three bites.
Yeah, they're not doing it right.
Yeah, I was wrong. It's pretty good.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'm like a kid. When I eat, though, I'll eat one thing at a time.
Yeah.
So like if I have like a steak, I'll eat like the entire steak before I have any
you
potato.
Go to the side.
Oh, you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know people like
so
that.
This, I can't imagine.
Yeah, you are a kid. Yeah.
Mix them all together.
You eat in order?
Yeah.
You eat the entree and then the side dish?
Yeah, usually.
Yeah.
I don't like, and then my wife will take, like, she'll have a fork that has, like, you know, meat, potatoes, and some corn on there.
I've
like,
done that.
What are you doing?
That's the way you generally eat.
Yeah, that's
I think
crazy.
That's the way most people eat.
Yeah, yeah, especially.
You know, Todd gives me a hard time about my syrup not touching something, but, you know, I don't mind a meat, potato, and vegetable
thing. That's Thanksgiving right there. All a bunch in your mouth at once.
That food can touch each other?
It's just syrup touching other stuff. It's not supposed to touch.
Okay, I thought you didn't like
that. I get that. Like, I wouldn't want, like, syrup hitting eggs. making the eggs.
Oh, you and Greg Shep breakfast
together.
Right.
I was under the impression that you didn't like any food encroaching on any other food.
No, it's just syrup.
Just syrup.
It's a weird syrup thing.
Well, I think
it's not a weird syrup.
He was beat over the head with a syrup can.
I just don't like extra sugar on some things.
Your dad beat you with syrup, right?
No, not syrup.
Yeah, because I don't really like the syrup pouring over to my hash browns.
It doesn't bother me at all.
No, that's good.
Mix it all up.
My kids do that on purpose.
To bug you?
They put those syrup on
Dad's
hash
anal.
Browns.
Dad's anal.
What?
Yeah. Every time they're like, Dad.
That is not even something you want your kids to say.
Right.
Ever.
Or no.
Right. Yeah, they'll put Nick syrup knows. On hash browns.
Right. I mean, Grandpa is.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. We don't talk about that while we're eating.
While we're eating. So that means we do talk about it sometimes.
One of our listeners on Twitter, her name is Annie.
And great.
She says she wants to squat on the Deadpool name that came out yesterday, Anal Annie's Campground.
Oh.
And I read that. I retweeted it. I'm thinking, oh, that's right. We did a bit on Anal Annie's Campground. I like that bit.
And she wants to squat on it.
I said
squat. I love it when you say that.
I told her squat on that name ahead of time.
Oh, you want her to squat on it.
Well, she said I should probably get this name for next year. Okay. Yeah, Anal Annie's Campground.
Probably start squatting.
I want to hear that. Or someone else is going to take that name.